Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To the ends of the earth, our prayer. Colossians 4, verses 2 to 4. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. This month, our devotions focus on the theme and message of the new movie from the Commission on Evangelism, To the Ends of the Earth. The movie follows Paul's remarkable visit to the city of Philippi, recorded in Acts 16, and how the gospel is for all. Today, we consider praying for those who proclaim the gospel. One of the highlights of any day is getting a FaceTime call from one of our sons, their wives, or our grandchildren. No matter what I'm doing or what my mood is, I'm always delighted to hear from them. I want to hear all the details of their lives, including the joys and the struggles. Our Heavenly Father is even more eager to hear from those He loves. In our verses today, He tells us to devote ourselves to prayer. He wants to hear from us through prayer. He wants to listen as we share our grateful thanks, our repentant confessions, and our pleas to Him for help with struggles. He also wants to hear our intercessions for others. Did you know that there is a Pray for Your Pastor Month? There is, and this is it. During October, you may see reminders to keep your pastor in your prayers. The writer of today's reading is the Apostle Paul, who is asking the Colossian people to pray for him and those who serve with him. He's not asking for himself, but for the message he is sharing. Paul asks that the Colossians pray boldly that the Lord would open doors of opportunity to share the gospel message, and that God would give him wisdom and courage to proclaim the gospel faithfully and effectively. We all have human limitations, and so do our pastors and missionaries. They, like us, live in a sinful world that is not always receptive to the gospel. They have God-given gifts, but they also have areas where they struggle. They will tell you what a blessing it is and what an encouragement it is to know that God's people are holding them up in prayer. So this month, today, or any day, pray for pastors and missionaries. Thank God for their heart for sharing God's message of grace. Thank God for their faithful dedication to the work to which they are called. Pray boldly that God opens door after door of opportunities for them to share God's forgiveness and grace. Pray that the messenger does not get in the way of a clear and powerful proclamation of the gospel. Pray also that He provides you with the same opportunities and the eagerness to share God's amazing grace to the ends of the earth. We pray. Dear Lord, to Your true servants, give the grace to You alone to live. Set free from sin to serve You, Lord, they go to share Your living word, the gospel message to proclaim that all may know Your saving name. They gladly go at Your command to spread Your word o'er sea and land. Be with them, Lord, and make them strong to heal sin's ills, to right the wrong. Your rule is over wind and wave, and mighty is Your arm to save. When all their labor seems in vain, revive their sinking hopes again. And when success crowns what they do, oh, keep them humble, Lord, and true, until before Your judgment seat, they lay their trophies at Your feet. Amen. Something to consider. What are ways you can encourage your students to pray for your pastor, other pastors, and for missionaries? Is there a way to let them know you and your class are praying for them? A suite of supplemental materials to go along with the new movie, To the Ends of the Earth, have been developed for teachers. To check out these materials, including a Bible lesson for early childhood and one for primary grades, go to the link included. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.